going through the parashas of the Kriyas HaTorah the last few weeks, I'm beginning to see a new policy in the system of the Derech HaSotah and Derech HaYetzer. And another one of his tricks that states in Mrs. Yishorim that he's talking Ma'id and he's beloved by Mimius. We can see from the Psukim a certain style of Amimius, which is very, very dangerous. And believe Sufik Anayim, anybody who's worthy of it, he would definitely try the same policy. And let's try to examine it from the Psukim. It looks like what he does is he presents an assignment to you that he makes it look as though if you run a benishal and fall into the assignment, then you are going to reach all your goals and all your aspirations and all your hopes are going to be realized. All you got to do is just fall into this Aveira, and if you're going to be Oyim B'Nisoyen and be Pirish from the Indian, then you're going to be Merachik yourself very much from the realizations of your Halimis and what's very important to you. And all your hopes and aspirations are basically going to vanish. I'm basically going to plot if you aim at yourself. And that's a seal for the emes, and the emes at least reveals that if the person will be nishim and soyan, then whatever look like he'll get and achieve becomes out of reach. And when he's aim at soyan, whatever look like he's going to have to give up on and sacrifice, that becomes within his reach. And the whole system is olam hofach ruisi over here. From the Olam HaEmes and the Olam HaSheker, from what the sudden paints in front of you to what's actually happening. And let me just show you a few illustrations where this becomes apparent, this in you. Let's first talk about the Nisoyen of Yehuda. Yehuda back in Parashat Vayeshev had a Gevalg in Nisoyen. They had to be Moide Baram Befahesia on his Nus, Al Eim HaDerach. And Gedali Yisrael was sitting there, Yitzhak Rabin might have been sitting there on the Bezdin. And that was a reason for him to fess up and to say, Tzot kemimeni, hakin olami, hachisem is absin mail. Now, that Nisoyen is saying to Yehuda that if you're going to fess up and say, you were mezana with a woman, alim adeva with kalosai, then you are never going to be able to be a melech v'yisrael. It's absolutely going to be impossible. Because these bonim are going to be mamzerim from the elbow of Kalosai, and Memela, it's like the Gemara in Yevamos that they were discussing if David is from Peretz or from Zerach, and David was saying Adchat or Sheil, if he's Koshel Malchus, if he's from Peretz or Zerach, you have to be Sheil if he's Mutal Avi Bikol, because he comes go from Rusa Meavia. So Mashmah, if you come from Psili Kol Avadi, you move from being a Melech. That's Avadi's biggest Hakor. A Melech needs Yichus. And state in Midrashim that when the Bnei Yehuda would shepherd David and tell him that he comes from Rusa Meyavir and he's not conscious of Malchus, he would say back to them, you come from a Bia's Nus with Tom, with Kalosai. Look at yourselves. Imru b'lavchem al neshkaftem. What Dovra Melech was saying to them is, look at your own shchiva. V'doy musela. And now you have to be quiet forever. That's going to seal off any zilzel, any lotzen on Dovra that comes from Chutz HaMeivir when he went into them. Imru b'lavchem al neshkaftem v'doy musela. Now, about this, not the way, about the kosher, but that the adiba with Kalimah, they were all yitrotzen. But that, at the time, when he had the Nisoyen, it was perceived that if he's going to say Tzad Kemimani, he's fragging himself off the Malchus forever. He has no derech mavoi in being massing that, and it's all mamzerim, the whole lineage, and they're not kosher loving because of Kolshkin, they're not kosher to be the Melech. This is how the Sultan presented it, and the truth is, it was mamish the other way around. If he would not be a Minnesotan and would take it, not say Tzad Kemimani, and let her get the Srefer of a Baskrein Shadinta, then Peretz and Zerach would have been destroyed in that Sefer, and the Malchus had to come from them, and that would have been the end of it. He never would be able to achieve the Malchus if he wouldn't be able to say it. And not only that, Yankee Rabbeinu B'Shas B'Sosa, he gives Yehuda the Malchus after Yiducha Achecho, Mikoyach this, that he was moider on the Znus. Mikoyach that, that's when he was miskasha from Malchus. And Pashas, the miskasha from Malchus is because the Iker role of the Melech is Melech b'mishpat Yam and Eretz. The Melech has to be have to labor lishpat Yam Yisrael. And if Yehuda showed the world that the biggest negiya atzmis is not matad in the mishpat, that even when there's that great personal sacrifice that the moida, that he was the one that many yotzvot horam, that the moida that tzotkem many, so that shows that he'll never obstruct justice, and you can trust in his mishpat. He had the biggest negiya in the world to save himself. And it was a tremendous sacrifice. He said, "Tzotkim imeni." Chazal tells us that that was the takana on Malchi Yisrael Loidon Loisa because of a Meisher Shoyi with one Melech that they were done. He was done and became a big hilkum from them. But stating him over, that's only on Malchi Yisrael. Malchi Yehuda did Donan Loisam and Heim Donan. You don't have his din, and you're not chayshit because of that Meisher that happened with that Melech Yisrael. That's going to happen to Malchi Yehuda. Even though from one Melech Yisrael to the other, Yechoshesh from one story to the other. Sometimes you have to catch each one in this problem. No, Mestamad HaPeshad is because in Tzurchu Tzavtom of Malchus Yehuda, Ot Gelegen is such a Hismaschus L'mishpat Emes, that even at such personal risk and sacrifice, he was not prepared to be martyred in. He was said the right judgment. So, Mikael of them, it's not trying to freg the up from Mishpat, to say Malchi Yehuda loydon loysa, but this is where the sudden made it that it's the other way around. The sudden present to the world that if you're going to be nishul, you're finished for Malchus. You never, those aspirations will never be realized, and if you pray for it, that's when you're going to get away with it. And it was Bamish B'diyuchov. That's one place, one illustration that you see this. Let's talk a little bit about the Nisoyan of Yosef HaTzadik with Eishes Beitifa. Let's just get a little, examine the picture of what was happening. Rashi says over there, on the Pasuk, Vayhi Yosef, Fei Teir, Fei Mara, Rashi says, Kivin Shuratz Vein Moishol, Hizchol Oichol V'Sheise, U'Mesachse V'Saive. Yosef HaTzadik over here starts seeing himself as a Moishol. He's starting to see the realization of his Chalemus. It's sort of starting to develop. It's in an embryonic stages, but it's starting to develop. He sees himself as a Moshe. And then we brought him up by Zaza. He's in the house of a powerful, prestigious person in the Moshe. And the only thing he's missing over here is Kiyim Oysav Basher Adishta. That's the only thing that's clapping up a little bit in Memshola. Kol HaShaloi Ozav B'yad Yosef. But Chutz from the Lachem HaShaloi, there's a Chutz on that. And she's inviting him for the Aveira, which the Sultan could easily present this, that this is your opportunity. You're Reyatzma Meishel, you're dreaming of being Meishel, you sent to Yagavino Shlichas Vechihu Meishel B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, you're Mesalsel B'sayrei, that the Moshe Yatzal used to teach Mesalsel B'sayrei was the din of Melech B'yoyfi Techazena. You have Malchus of Emshalo, you have the Kiyam of HaMolech Timlech HaLeidah Moshel Tim Shalbanu. It's happening. If you just play along with Aisha's Paitifa, remember, her husband listens to everything she says, believes in and trusts her on everything. Her husband is a highly prestigious, powerful person in the Malchus. He was a Sarat HaBochim. Let nobody think that Sarat HaBochim means he ran the Shlachtings, because they weren't doing Shechita, they were doing Nechira, they weren't into Shechita. Sarat HaBochim means he was the chief executioner. You're going to be a godel there and take him over. You're very close to the realization of all the fantastic halemas that you, that over the shomer is adover. It's coming within reach. Don't touch it. Don't mess up the opportunity. This is how Yisrael would do it. And if you're going to touch it, she threatened to be going to jail. Going to jail, going to the boyer in Mitzrayim is such a richuk from the chizoyin of Malchus. Babies with the lowlives and the criminals in the underworld in the third world country stuck in a bar with terrible sanitary conditions, and the silsa b'sayri is out of the question, and nobody is kempt. Achid v'shtia is out of the question. It's all about rations. The little memshola that he's got is completely going to vanish. when he gets down, when he doesn't listen to her, and he's Mamayan, and he's Yonas Achutza, and he's going to end up in jail. And so the Sultan is telling him, you're going to lose everything you have. Your whole hopes are going to be completely twat and vanish if you're Ayyub bin Hussein, and if you listen to my advice, that's when you're going to be miscarried the mouse. What was the truth? He died again in jail. But the truth over here was that when he did get the Malchus on the great day of his installation, the Yom Tzei Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim, state that he got a Ravina Zor al Tzavori, he got a Tabas al Yodoi, he was in the Makaris and Mishnah, he was called a Chocham. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Yosef Mishaloi Nosnaloi, the Piv Shlinoshak Baveira, got to be Zeichan al Pichi Yisha Kolami, Machshavishli Hira Baveira was Zeichan to be called a Chocham. Savishly Hirkin Baveira got a Ravina Zor al Tzavori. Gufishly Nogav Aveira was Rochma Mekevus HaMishnah. Every part of the Gedulah that he got in the coronation process was the Midah Kneged Midah of the Prisha Me'eshes Rabbi. That's what it was. So that was putting the Malchus 100% within reach. That Midah Ben Soyim was Mankalim. All the parts of the Gedulah that he was able to. So it's mamish the other way around, and the Sultan knows that. And he's completely giving you a distorted picture and a total distorted framework to think that you're going to have to give it all up and lose it all and be left with nothing. And Adarab, the way to do it is Aydei, listening to the bad sasa, he's going to get you there. And it's mamish, that's goof is the Siba. The Chayshik is Siba Sa'ira mamish to be mahap of the whole thing. And Adarab, that is what's manchalim, the Malbus. That looks like a very similar illustration to what happened to Yehuda, what happened to Yosef. It looks like this could be illustrated further by Avraham Avinu when he got the soil of Lech Lecha al Har HaMoriah, the soil of the Akedah of Halei Yushom Lo'il Ha'alachas Ha'or Ma'ashayim Elecha. Let's go with Reb Chaim as he said this, that the reason why that was a bigger Nesoyin than every other Yid that ever gave up his life or his children's lives, Al Kiddush Hashem, Reb Chaim explained it that because everybody else gets their other Mabofer, they get their Nitzchis from being wasted in Evish Al Kiddush Hashem for Nein Maile Kamal Osim. Avraham Avinu was going to have to give up his other Mabofer for it. He was going to have to give up Torah for it. He was going to have to give up Eretz Yisrael for it. Because all those matonas tovus are nitin Yisrael, and Yisrael needs kibi Yitzchak Yikor l'chazara, and if there's no Yitzchak, then there's no Yisrael, and b'meil all those matonas are pocket. So every avtocha tovah that Avraham Avinu has ever been mekabel for at any time in his life, be it Eretz Yisrael, be it Olam Haba, be it Torah, whatever it is, all the ancholas tovus Hashem dibet tovah Yisrael is all totally in the kiyum for Yisrael, which is all totally in kibi Yitzchak Yikor l'chazara. So the sacrifice that he would have to make over here is to give up everything and anything just to do Avidosa. That was the Nesoyin that he's in. So Pshat is give up everything of your entire life's aspirations, that everything is, you've done have accumulated to reach to that point. The Sultan tells you it's lost. If you listen to my Eitzah, there's hope. If you don't listen to my Eitzah, then it's all lost. And what was the truth of it? The truth was that after doing the Hesiki Kumana Maimir from Al Tishlach Yod Kalana, and then Avraham Avinu got Avtochas. Avtochas Binish Batinu Mashem. Zok the Ramban and those Avtochas state, the Nitzchis of Am Yisrael is insured of it. Shal Yishoru Chash Yisholm Kivushim Bagoyla, no matter what kind of Avrimus they have, they're not going to be covered by Goyle. Ultimately, Akash Boch is going to be Goyle them and bring them to Ma'alosim, the Machoyis Cheftim, where they belong, and be Chayzit, the Termilis, for the Orm, the Yemais HaMashiach. Without those Avtochas, I feel the other Avtochas, where it's all in the Al-Zachar, but could be Babin Yisrael, could be lost. But what ensures the Nitzchis and the Kiyim and the realization of all the Avtochas was exactly the thing that was perceived that would either have be a Pitul and Akira on all the Avtochas. And the other Abid, the Kim, the Abidim Nesoyin, is what ensured all. All the Nitzchis and Kol HaTevah, Shediva Yisrael, has got totally on this. Bin Ishbatinu Hashem Yana, Sheosit, Sadova Zevel, Chosach, there's been Chizichit Chamimeni. So this is a third illustration that we see the Sultan is always presenting the Nesoyin as an Olam Hofer Mamish. He's not just I'm a Taibia Menschel Hubbin. He's explaining that, okay, this is what you need in order to reach all your goals. All the kaychas you put in, everything you have that you're giving, and all your shifas is all totally in you. It's going to be realized after the Dan Haver. And I've done that business the other way around. It's realized only how you did that meet the Minnesota. Maybe there's another illustration to this. What happened with Rachel? Rachel was chas on the bush of Leah, and she was moised in Simonim. And it's very important that the Messiah on Simonim was al menas. Loi miboya that Leah should get into the bias first, but al menas that she would not get it at all. In fact, we even explained something like this, that the whole Erech of the Messiah Simonim is only before she tells Yagavino that I am out of this relationship, and there's no, we're not going any further. If Leah is Busha, she has to be ready to sacrifice being an Ein B'Yisrael, being the mother of Yosef and Binyamin. Alun Madreig is being the Ishis Yagim Avir, and probably falling into the Chelk Yishalei, so she has to sacrifice it all by the Messiah Simon. You're never going to get anyways in life. Everything you're running from being Chelk Yishalei, you're going to fall right into. This is what the Sultan is saying, if you're going to let Leah in. What are you doing? Ken and Zayin, how do you do such a thing? Ken Zayin Yagim would be so upset about the betrayal that I gave you Simonim, breach of trust. Marriage is about trust. I should now have an interest. The whole Ava might be never lawyers. Where's the trust? What'd you do here? Almanas came to lose it all. She was moised to Simonim, go to Leah. And ultimately, what happened? She didn't have children. Rashi said she was going to be known from Bechel Kishalaisa. Shova Yiskurli Kimis Rochel. What's schus zochal was Rashi? Rashi zogt it was the schus shemoshchu the simonim to Leah. That was the schus zochal that made her maintain a maimed in Beis Yagiv and not be neifel in the Rishus Ezev, the Chel Kishol Ezev. And that was the schus that made her talk of the aim be Yisrael of Yisrael and Yaman and the aim from Al Kol Yisrael. And she blibes that maisa of being moishchu the simonim is what's maftich the nitzchus Yisrael of Shemini koylech mi bechi yeshchadu lepulosech v'shovu bonu legvula. And that was all the schus that she was Moshe Simon. That was her time that the Rishon can't be mekanah on her mother's telling Be'eru because she's a bas v'dom and she let her talk about Be'eso. That was the schus that HaKadosh Baruch was nishbish she yeshuvu bonu legvula. So she, whatever looked like that, she would completely cut herself off from Klal Yisrael. Now she becomes the one that's enjoying the nitzchus of Klal Yisrael. She would fall into the Chelek Yishal Esav, the Pashtus, because Esav has a tiny day. If you took the Chelek Pcheira and you're taking Leah as the Chelek Pcheira, so I get the Chelek Pshitus. So I get Rochel. And Rashi is Mashu that she was afraid Yanki would be Megarash and she'd be Neifel, the Chelek Yishal Esav, and it was the Schus of the Messiah Zimonim, the Hakosh Boko was Zaychavo, that she was Nifkid, and made all that fell away with the whole Shash of Chelek Yishal Esav. So you hear, it's again very similar, the same style. Of that the Bishaz, so Bishaz to do the right thing and the wrong thing, it's perceived that the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing is going to give you the ticket that you need for the success. Doing the right thing is going to doom you, and it's the other way around. And Arbet Zechayis, and the Sof knows it. He knows it may reach that if he can do it right, that's going to make the Nitzchus Yisrael. But he has an ability to make an Oilam Hofer Mamash. And to so be meyap and so make it so appetizing. And so attractive the other side, and so detractive the side to do the Ratzah B'Ere. So if he was Malum and Barmimius back then, imagine if the, all these years of experience, where he's holding Achmon Aslam, imagine that with him. That's the lady meets a heart, the favor he has, what to do, how to be Mahapa, the whole cook, Mamish from Chesha to Chesha. Om Mishu Adam, Om Mishu Adam. Thank you.